I want this center to be a clearinghouse where we can start placing young people in various professions. And how do we make sure that we're exposing them early?
That's former President Barack Obama speaking to hundreds at the South Shore Cultural Center on May 3rd, 2017.
If they see a world-class institution in their community, populated by people who come from their community.
Obama was for the first time unveiling the design plans for the Obama Presidential Center with hopes of breaking ground for construction in 2018 in Jackson Park.
And that ultimately is what I want to give back, because that's what Chicago gave to me.
But outside the event, a group of demonstrators, skeptical of the center's impact on their communities, were asking attendees to support a Community Benefits Agreement, or CBA. It's an agreement that would spell out the exact percentage of jobs to be given to residents. It would have provisions designed to strengthen neighborhood schools, create jobs programs, and it would outline a plan to keep longtime residents from being displaced.
Anytime there are investments in communities of color, low-income and working families get pushed out. And so this will be no different.
Those residents fear gentrification, being priced out of their neighborhoods. City Treasurer Kurt Summers talked about displacement in a Chicago Urban League podcast.
Gentrification is a real issue. You know, if you look at the near West Side, near United Center, for example, 20 years ago, looks very different than what it does today. A lot of times folks think, well, you know, we're starving, and we've been starved of resources for decades. We can't both ask for more and then have conditions on it. Yes, you can.
Residents want reassurance, and they want it in writing. Community organizer Juwanza Malone.
When we don't get things in writing, we often don't get things.
Malone is with one of many groups from the Woodlawn, South Shore, Washington Park, and Jackson Park neighborhoods.
To ask where the reluctance is coming from to sign on to a community benefits agreement.
But Obama says a community benefits agreement would be unnecessary in this case. He says CBAs are typically used when a for-profit business enters the community. In this case, the Obama Foundation is not.
What we are going to be doing is setting up very clear standards for how we're going to hire.
Michael Strout Manis is with the Obama Foundation.
We want those jobs filled by people of color, by black people on the south and west side of Chicago.
But across the country and other big cities, community benefits agreements have been reached in what some say is a reasonable compromise between all parties involved. Public policy expert Amara Enya says when an entertainment district was on its way to Los Angeles near the Staples Center, more than 30 community groups partnered to fight for resources, and they won.
The agreement included 20% affordable housing, $1 million for park improvements and recreational facilities, and living wages for 70% of the jobs created by the development. So that's just one example of some of the parameters and some of the things that were outlined.
Then there was the case from Oakland in 2012.
They had an agreement that secured livable wages for all of their workers. They required that 50% of construction and permanent jobs be filled by Oakland residents.
And in 2008, in Hill District, Pittsburgh, a deal was reached with the Pittsburgh Penguins calling for $8.3 million in neighborhood improvements.
So there are plenty of examples around the country of CBAs being viable and actually working to benefit the existing community.
But the foundation's nonprofit status wasn't Obama's only critique. He says there was also the issue of who's qualified to represent so many residents. Would organizations come out of nowhere claiming to represent the interests of the community? Would some groups feel like they've been left out of the conversation altogether? Public policy expert Amara Enya.
It makes sense to me to err on the side of inclusion and err on the side of engaging the community and coalitions because that input is going to be valuable. You want more people to get engaged. You want people to come out of the woodwork.
Despite the pushback, the former First Family says they want to see the communities they came from thrive above all else. And they say they don't need to sign a document to carry out that mission.
And the people there, the community, the lessons that I learned, they're all based right in this few square miles where we'll be able to now give something back and bring the world back home after this incredible journey.
And while those Southside roots run deep for the Obama family, it's yet to be seen if they'll be able to branch out to help communities grow. Will the center develop opportunities for families that have lived on the Southside for decades or detract from them? I'm Jomati Pungo, WGN News.